Teenager are as concerned as their parents with the public's conception of today's youth. These students are portraying what we consider bad taste in school attire and behavior. This student is wearing an extremely tight skirt.
Improper dress was an innocent way to defy adult restrictions. But a growing number of young people were turning against society's rules in more significant ways.
No split levels, no Cadillacs, no commuter's bridge, no falling weight. Like, I mean, what are they doing with their lives?
Some were inspired by the beatniks, a small but conspicuous group of young adults in the big cities who dabbled in marijuana, wrote poetry, and won scores of imitators in high schools all over the country.
Cellophane wrapped in the black nightmare of the endless factory. My soul squeezed in the hydraulic press of eternal drip, drip, drip.
We started, a bunch of us, putting out a poetry magazine, and suddenly it was banned because of one little poem. And so we had our first publication suppressed. And the poem I still remember to this day was, "I'd like to kiss just left of center of the valley of her breasts, and then I'd try the other side," or something. Anyhow, so they banned the magazine, and we went outrageous.
The banning of, quote, unacceptable ideas provoked certain politically aware students to begin questioning the values, the motives, and the judgment of school officials and others in authority.
And then one day, the principal came into the class and had us all pass up our copies of Catcher in the Rye and told us to forget that we'd ever seen this book. We learned fairly quickly that the book had been banned by the school board. This turned out to be a real learning experience for all of us, because we learned a lot more than we would have learned if we'd just been allowed to read the book. Because this way, of course, not only did we read the book, but everybody in the school suddenly wanted to read the book.
Books could be censored, but now something came along that was much harder to stop, something that millions of young people would seize and use as a means to further separate themselves from adult society.
Flying on the beam, set on flight control, radio tuned to rock and roll.
The arrival of rock and roll in my life was like something that came from another planet. We hadn't heard anything like that sound before. We hadn't heard people making that kind of noise, breaking all limits of politeness.
Well, long tall Sally, she's Bibble Specie guy. Everything that Uncle John need, oh baby. Yeah, baby.
And what was so strange is how so many people responded to someone very weird, like Little Richard, instantly, with no sense of distance, no sense of questioning. Just, of course, yes, I've been waiting all my life for this, and I never knew it.
My father had a sort of breakthrough once, as I recall, where he realized they had their fads too. When he was a young man, maybe older than 13, but everything's upside down when the music goes round and round, ooh, and it comes out here. Well, I heard this, and he said, this was a wild song that we had when I was a kid, and I said, that's wild, you know.
Child, they play now with their soul. New York, I said, it's rock and roll. Along came the mashed potatoes, it was fine.
Oh, but now it's medicine time.
Ooh, mama keep complaining about the real life beat.
Oh,
I caught mama now, patting her feet to rock and roll. Nah, 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 nah. Hey, children, rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Oh, who cares what they say? Hey, rock and roll is here to stay now.
That was the first integrated setting I was ever in. But many, many parents and many children were scared of the words, the style, and the racial implications of black music. Presley comes and gives us rock and roll that's white. The irony is the adults who thought of rock and roll as an act of rebellion, while the kids said it's not, it's just music, those adults were right.
Hey, they ain't mad, are they?
No, that's the way kids are dancing nowadays. They call it rock and rolling or pop or something like that.
It was a rebellion against suburbia, a rebellion for me against all of the conventions that seem to make life so stifling. And rock and roll, along with the beatnik movement, along with Kerouac and Ginsberg and things like that, it really helped to punch a hole in the 50s conformity.
Well, I'm sitting here wondering, will Matchbox hold my soul?
I really feel, based upon the experiences throughout the country, that this rock and roll rhythm has been the seed of trouble, and we want to keep trouble out of Jersey City, Don.
Rock and roll has got to go, and go it does. That's the best way I know to get rid of them.
The older generation was accusing rock and roll of encouraging everything from poor study habits to juvenile delinquency, from drug taking to sexual immorality.
2025 of the communist goal, corrupt American young people, how? Through movies and music. That two-beat pattern is the music brought to the United States of America by the communist conspiracy to corrupt teenagers, and it's in every rock and roll number.
Communism, I mean the idea that rock and roll has anything to do with communism. Rock and roll is sort of the ultimate flower of capitalism in a lot of ways. It's inconceivable that a music that's based so deeply in hustling, in let's get rich, in one-hit wonders, could have anything to do with a planned economy. I mean, the concepts are, monumentally different.
Teenage savages go wild in a juvenile jungle of lust and lawlessness.
Eva. Set up a 20-man committee to do away with this vulgar, animalistic, nigger rock and roll box.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know what it does to you. And I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat. Well, if you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, and the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
That two-beat pattern is the music brought to the United States of America by the communist conspiracy to corrupt teenagers, and it's in every rock and roll number.
The obscenity and vulgarity of the rock and roll music is obviously a means by which the white man and his children can be driven to the level with the nigger. It is obviously nigger music.
The fact is, America in the 1950s was ill-equipped to deal with the pagan worldview and sexuality that lurked beneath the surface of this new musical form. The initiation into the fires of pagan sexuality began. In an era where sex outside of marriage was almost universally viewed as wrong, even sinful, teenagers began to dance to the coded sensuality of Little Richard, Elvis Presley, and Jerry Lee Lewis.
Rock and roll has got to go.